Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Welcome back to the Everyday Saturday podcast. It's Sam Crowley, your humble host from the Midwestern part of the United States of America, and I am fired up to have you alongside me for the ride today. We're going to talk a little bit about drama and how it really is a killer to business, to commerce, to dreams, to productivity, to all of that stuff. Something just recently happened yesterday. It's all over my Facebook feed. And hey, why not talk about it? It's wide open out there in the public consciousness. Those of you that are not in like the internet marketing, network marketing industry, things like that, probably haven't even seen of it, heard of it, not even a big deal. In the grand scheme of things, it's not a big deal at all. I'm just going to use it as an example of rumor and gossip and innuendo and drama. So if you like a good rumor and you eat up gossip, sit back, relax, enjoy the next 15, 20 minutes of this show, because that's what I'm going to be talking about, and how Sam Crowley plays into all of this, because I got a small role in this little drama. So hey, before we go any further, it's May 1st, 2014. Yes, sirree, a new month, a new you, a new trail to blaze, a new opportunity. How's that New Year's resolution going? See, I'm going to keep reminding you every day about the New Year's resolution that you made or didn't make. 95% of New Year's resolutions are toast by January 15th of that year. 2 weeks into the new year, vampire, ghost, vaporized, gone, never to be seen from again. That's not you. Not if you listen to this show. No way. We do a brand new show every single day. Go over to iTunes, listen, leave a 5-star rating. I need you to do that. I really do, and everybody needs you to. Here's why. The more great reviews we have, the higher the show's ranked in iTunes, the more people that really need hope and inspiration in their lives are going to be able to find the show. So it's not about me. It's about you. It's about people just like you that want to find the show. So leave a 5-star rating, would you please? Leave a comment. We'll read it live on the show. You can also go to everydayissaturday.com and click on the podcast button, subscribe right there, and we're good to go. So, hey, drama, those of you that have been following moi for the past couple of years, you know, I was promoting and still in the background, still do, promote Empower Network. It's a network marketing company, a multi-level marketing opportunity. Look, I'm not an expert, so if I say MLM and it's not registered as an MLM, all that, it doesn't matter. I'm not, trust me, you know me, I don't get caught up in the fine print. All I know is back in November of 2012, so it would have been November 2012. I decided to get on board Empower Network because I really enjoyed the fact that they had a done-for-you sales funnel, internet marketing knowledge, personal development, audios, all that good stuff. And, you know, the price to go all in was like $5,000. So I went all in and did very well financially. But again, it was an opportunity for me to work with people at a level that it was only $25 to get started. And for that, we could work together, join my team, build a great team, go to live events, hang out. I met so many great people. If you're listening to this show and we met through Empower Network, then I love it, man, because quite honestly, before that, in order for me to work with anybody, just coming on board, either a group coaching for a few grand or one-on-one coaching for 50 to 100 grand, and other than that, we would have probably never worked together. So I'm very grateful for the people I've met. You know who you are if you're listening to the show. So towards the end of last year, 2013, I started to back away from Empower Network as far as actively promoting it, sponsoring my podcast, sending out emails and things like that, because... And you should really do this as well. If you have your own brand, I mean, if you really truly have your own brand, your own suite of products and things like that, it's up to you. It's all a personal preference. For me, Every Day is Saturday is everything. I mean, that's everything I see. It's in me. I mean, the business is really inside of me. It was started. My daughter said, Daddy, is tomorrow Saturday, and all of that, you know? So it's really inside of me. And I started Googling. I do this often, probably not often enough. Google Sam Crowley. And up comes Sam Crowley Empower Network, Sam Crowley with this Empower Network. And it's not that I don't like Empower Network. Trust me, everything, every business opportunity takes a back seat to Every Day is Saturday. If somebody Googles my name, I want it to be all about the Every Day is Saturday brand. And if I'm involved in another business venture and promoting another business venture like Empower Network, or those of you that listen to my show towards the end of last year, I'm going to talk a little bit about Dropship Domination, DSD, which I promoted. And, you know, quite honestly, my wife and I got involved selling things on eBay because I've always been fascinated by that. I've had an eBay account since 1998, 1997. Yes, I was one of probably the earlier pioneers on it. And I thought it was a great way to get back involved. Here's what's funny. I'm looking at my Facebook feed right now, and there's Empower Network people taking shots at DSD, dropship. If I say DSD, it means dropship domination. There's Empower Network people taking shots at DSD people. There's DSD people taking shots at Empower Net. I don't want any part of that. I don't. I've never said anything bad about Empower Network. I wouldn't say anything bad about Empower Network. It was very good to the people. We had a great team. We still have a great team. My Empower Network business is on autopilot. Those of you that listen to shows from a couple years ago and even a year ago, you'll hear that it's sponsored by Empower Network and my landing page for that business. And still, everything's set up automatically. I just don't actively, I don't attend the live events, nor do I get on any of the live trainings or anything like that, only because, again, I want to make sure. Here's what happened. Let me get back to that thought for a minute. And this is a good teaching. I think this is a great teaching podcast. I don't know how many people would be this transparent, but I have nothing to hide. And I want to make sure that if you decide to build your own brand, you understand what you're doing when you get involved in other businesses and things like that. So I'm thinking to myself, towards the latter part of last year, towards the late part of the summer, September, even into October, I'm seeing, all these archives where Sam Crowley was speaking on this call and that call, and Sam Crowley testimonial for Empower Network. And what they teach sometimes at the events is, hey, grab somebody, do a video testimonial, talk about their success, which is great, in a lot of situations. But if you go to a live event and somebody grabs you and they got their video on their phone going, hey, Sam Crowley, you made $100,000 in, 4 months or whatever with Empower Network. Tell us how you did it. It's like, all of a sudden, that's out there. It's online. It's on YouTube. It's on Google. It's everywhere, which is great. If you're making that your long-term bid, that wasn't my plan. My plan was to come in, and I wasn't going to build a sales funnel for people. Empower Network already did. The internet marketing and the personal development, I think still is great. I think the people, some of the people that I've met, way smarter than I am, more successful, make more money. No problem saying that, some of the people at the top of the leaderboard earn more than I do on a monthly basis and annually. And I think that's great. I don't measure myself by money. That's not a cop out. It really isn't. I just never have measured myself by the amount of money I made. I measure myself by the freedom I have, which you could argue is based on the amount of money you make and expenses that are paid for and things like that. And that's cool, but it's not like if I make $50,000 this month, it's not like I feel like I was way more successful than if I made $30,000 or even $10,000, because I'm going to look back at who did I have to become to be that person? What did I have to do? Was everything aligned? Was my moral compass pointing in the right direction? Did I feel good? Did I spend enough time with the kids? Did I go to church? Did I tithe? All that. All of that stuff plays into a successful month for me. And I'm not saying all that has to do with you, but you got at some point in time, you got to say, this is what I stand for. This is what success is defined by with me. So as I saw myself in the first couple pages online of being more aligned with a business that was not every day is Saturday, good, bad, right, wrong, or indifferent, that's just not going to happen, all right? I don't care if the business is Apple Computer. I'm not so sure that I'm going to have my name being anything other than every day is Saturday, at least as an affiliate or anything like that. So I backed off a little bit, and I started focusing. And another thing at the same time, I said to myself, it's time to get back into product creation mode, back into speaking and things like that. You kind of took a little bit of time, wouldn't call it lazy. It's not like you got lazy, but didn't create any product really towards the end of 2012 into 2013. So created Podcast House at the end of 2013, launched that the first part of January this year. and have been doing mastermind group coaching, things I used to do, speaking. I was in Toronto, going back up there in this month to speak, and going to host my own events now and all, and creating another product, have another book that's coming out in May, which is this month, on how to sell from stage. So I'm getting back into my own product creation mode. That's why I feel best at. But I still don't, it's not like I don't look for investments. And that's where, if, when I get involved in something like a network marketing company or some kind of MLM company, it's not because I want to build a huge team and lead this huge team and go to all these events. I'm an investor. Meaning like what I did with Empower Network, invested, you know, to go all in at the beginning and then invested in the framework to build my team and help coach them and encourage them and motivate them and give them access to my own products as a result of that and things like that. So in a couple days, I'm going to be talking to my buddy Christian Henneke. Christian's doing really well with Dropship Domination, and we're going to talk about it on a live hangout in a couple days. And look, you can do, I mean, here's the thing. This is what prompted, I wasn't even going to talk about this today, but here's where I'm trying to make this kind of like a teachable podcast. I'm looking at my Facebook feed and, you know, either I got to get some new friends or I got to filter this thing, because literally it's like, you know, drama because one of the top income earners in Empower Network just quit, okay? He just quit. Vic Streishaus, I'm sure I'm butchering his last name. People just crushing him on the internet. You know, how could he do, blah, blah, blah. And other people saying, you don't know the whole story. I kind of side with that part. You don't know. I mean, you just don't know what people are going through. And I don't ever believe anybody knows the truth. I really don't think that anybody knows the truth about any situation except the person or the people that are involved in that situation. And to say anything other than that is kind of ignorant. So you could look. I'm not saying I haven't taken a shot at somebody and had some fun with things, you know, and joked about it, but I don't actively go out to ever say anything bad about somebody unless I was involved, me personally, in that situation. And I just think there's just so much drama. Now, this takes away from productivity, you know that, in such a huge, huge way. It's just, you look at this and it's like, wow, guys, really? Why don't you focus on your business? If you're with Empower Network, don't take a shot at people in another business. And if you're in another business, don't take a shot at people in Empower Network. And really, in any business, why would you go out of your way to badmouth a competitor? I never understood that ever. That's like, you know, I don't see Tony Robbins going out of his way to badmouth, you know, Tom Hopkins or pick some other speaker, trainer, seminar leader in that niche. You know, did you ever see Zig Ziglar and Jim Rohn badmouthing each other, you know, in public? And so I don't get it, man. I never get it. I never think it makes anybody look good. I just have never understood why somebody would say something bad about another person or another company or even allude to that. You're not going to recruit anybody. I wouldn't join somebody's team because they badmouth another team. I wouldn't join somebody's organization because they badmouth another organization. And it just hurts. It hurts everybody. Everybody looks bad. So I guess I'm playing both sides of this fence because I still receive commissions as a part of Empower Network. And I still receive commissions and more importantly, though, have taught people in my own family how to use eBay to earn income. Why is that bad? I guess someone's going to have to explain to me. Why is that bad? You know, people are talking about, you know, I don't want to have to, you know, you shouldn't have to try to sell on eBay over and over again. There's no, you know, you don't get any recurring income or things like that. Maybe people don't want that. You know, it doesn't make them stupid. It doesn't make them ignorant. It doesn't make them dumb. You know, I mean, it just means somebody prefers to take something and earn income for their time. That's all. You know, I think residual income, recurring income, I think it's great. Do I believe that it is the holy grail? No. I mean, it's easier to go through the day knowing when you wake up, you've got an extra $100 or $1,000 in your bank account. But look, guys, who are you to judge? You know, I own real estate. I've had cash flow properties now. I took the buy and hold strategy. I started buying property in 2002. It's 2014. And pretty soon the properties will be paid off and they'll be cash flowing quite nicely. And that's okay. But look, I'll tell you what, throw a flip. There's a lot of people make a hell of a lot more money than I do in real estate by flipping properties. You know, they buy at an auction or the foreclosure. And they go in, they fix it up, and they make 50, 70 grand one flip. or less, 10, 20 grand. They do that month after month after month after month. What's wrong with that? You know, if that's your talent and that's your passion and that makes you happy, who am I to tell you that some other way is not the right way to do it? I really believe that everybody has a talent. And I also believe that nobody else should be force-feeding a particular business model or another passion down their throat just because they feel that that's a good idea. I just don't think anybody ever looks good. I have always said that my message is not the right message for most people. Why? Because it's very direct, very honest, very transparent, and it's targeted to the individual who wants to give the middle finger to their boss. I make no bones about that. It's a very, very narrow niche. Now, it turns out to be a very loyal and a very large niche based on the downloads of our show, and you can see people that follow the Everyday Saturday Message online and show up at live events. It's a very loyal following, and there's a really good message there, guys. Listen to this, okay? If you see what's going on and you watch these MLM wars, you see people that they get emotional. They say, you know, nasty things about people they don't even know just because they're not with their organization. Be above that. You know, don't get dragged down to that level because you end up looking bad in that situation. I'd love to tell you that I'm above the fray and I don't ever get dragged down. I'm human. I'll take a shot at somebody. I'll get all fired up and pissed off. I'm sure I'll say something bad to somebody down the road. But it's not my business model. It's just not my MO. It's not like I calculate. If I ever say anything stupid, it's out of emotion and usually saying something back after I've been poked and prodded enough. And I'm human. All right. I'm just telling you. It's not that I calculate. I have never, at least, I'm sure I say never. Don't always say, never say these two words. Always and never. Okay, don't say those because they're the worst thing you can do. I very rarely do this, say this, go out of my way calculating to say something negative about an individual or a competitor of mine. There's other online marketers, there's other speakers, trainers, seminar leaders. I mean, I can't imagine going saying something negative online about Brendon Burchard or Tony Robbins or my buddy Chris Widener, who, you know, he's a fellow podcaster and a speaker and people like that. Anybody in my space, I just can't imagine saying something negative about them or what they do on the internet unless they have personally hurt me and I want to let other people know to stay away. That's all. And so I get really uncomfortable when I see this stuff on the internet and these people they're good businessmen, good businesswomen, but to calculate and put something out there online, and you can't unring that bell. Once it's out there, it's out there. You can delete it, but it's already been set, right? The shot's already been fired. Vic leaves Empower Network. He's the number one earner in the history of the company. I mean, this guy, I've met him. He never said anything bad to me. He's very cordial, very nice to me. I've seen him at two or three events that we were at together, sitting right next to each other. And he was lauded and praised and given all this $30,000-$40,000 in cash on stage, and he made $700,000 in his first 3 weeks and all that. Congratulations. Look, he worked a hell of a lot harder than I did. I don't want to put in 18 to 20 hours a day figuring out how to get traffic to my landing pages and convert. Good for him, you know? Good for him. Now, he's got challenges where he lives in South Dakota. I'm literally just reading this on the internet in the last couple of hours, and I'm just fired it up, did a podcast. How about that? No notes, no outline, as usual, just talking into a microphone. But I committed to you that this show every day would be like you and I hanging out in Starbucks and talking about stuff, you know? And this directly impacts you as an entrepreneur. But Vic lives in South Dakota, and I'm guessing there's some law that he may have violated that caused him to not quite be in compliance with Empower Network or another MLM. I don't know. You know, and those are three words that everybody should be saying right now. I don't know. But you know what? I'm not going to judge the guy because I don't know. And I'm not going to take it as an opportunity to now take a shot at some other business. I mean, how silly. It's just not, none of that even makes sense. You know, Vic Streishaus doesn't impact me if I was in Empower Network, and I am, but if I was more visible or I was a leader and things like that, and it doesn't impact me. I'll answer questions if somebody has them, and then we all just kind of move on. You know, But to take shots at people and organizations, that's just, I get uncomfortable with that because I've been the victim of some really nasty, nasty arrows being slung. And you're going to be as well. Once you become successful, the unsuccessful people will find you and they will shoot arrows at you. But here's the thing you need to understand from that perspective. There's a lot of smart people online. I mean, I think personally, I think people that follow my brand, the Everyday Saturday Message, are the smartest. I'm not just saying that to blow smoke at you, but I really believe I have the most intelligent listeners in the world. And I love you guys for it. I really do. And you look, you'd be able to sniff out a phony in a New York minute and you would tell me about it. You know, and maybe you're listening to this message. You got and you're saying, Sam, I've been listening for 20 minutes now. I got no friggin' idea what you're even talking about with Vic and Empower Network and dropship domination, all this stuff. That's okay. The premise of it is there's going to be gossip, rumor, innuendo going on. There's going to be distractions all day, every day in your business if you allow them to be distractions. What I'm saying is I've got very good friends in rival network marketing companies, for example, of which I am in a part of, both of them. And I don't actively promote them. That's kind of behind the scenes, which is the shift I made in 2014 is to take my network marketing and my other internet marketing investments in businesses and make those kind of stealth, behind the scenes, investing in people. I mean, look, at the end of the day, we invest in people, right? I'm a big fan of Dave Woods from Empower Network. I know he takes a lot of shots online. Not Dave takes shot. Dave absorbs a lot of negative criticism on the internet. I like another guy. I've met him. I've ridden on a car ride with him from downtown Chicago back to the hotel. 30 minutes of really some of the most interesting conversation I've ever had. Thought-provoking, all about religion, of all things. Talking about all the different religions in the world. Dave's an entrepreneur, man. And I've talked to the guys that own Dropship Domination, Roger, Hitesh, and those guys. I'm using these two examples because these are two companies that I'm involved with. And I like those guys a lot. Like, they're completely opposite of somebody like Dave Wood, completely opposite, but really nice guys. I find all, like, I wouldn't be involved. That's why I talk to owners of companies, you know? So if somebody who's a top earner goes sideways, it doesn't impact me. I know the owners, the leadership. And if you want to be a leader, man, you got to stop taking cheap shots at people. You know, you got to stop worrying about the competition and operating from a scarcity and a fear mindset as if somebody's going to come poach your people. You know what? The only reason somebody would leave your team is if you weren't a good leader, if you were weak. It's not like somebody's going to leave your team to go to another team because of, you know, you. Let me just rephrase it in a very simple way. When you are weak, you leave yourself open and vulnerable for people to look elsewhere. Put it that way. You know what I mean? And people know if you're a weak leader or you just care about yourself. You know, unfortunately, entrepreneurs don't always translate into the best leaders. Just because you make a lot of money doesn't make you a great leader. Matter of fact, most people that make a lot of money are horrible leaders because how do they make that money? By thinking about themselves. And that's great. They've run their own business. They're only thinking about themselves. They don't communicate with anybody unless it's going to put money in their pocket. They won't take your phone call unless you're making them money. They won't send you an email reply unless you're making them money. And some people would argue that's great. That's tough love. Not so much. Because don't be surprised when people abandon you because you've already abandoned them. So with all of that, today's podcast, fresh off the shelf, May 1st, 2014, was not to get anybody else distracted between what's going on with different companies. It just kind of give you some insight, man. This is what I see looking at it from a 30,000 foot level. I'd be interested, especially on this podcast, your thoughts. You hit me up on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Hit me up on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Love the show? That's great. You hate this show? Today's podcast? Tell everybody about it. You know, there's no such thing as bad publicity. That's another whole different topic for another day, but I just was seeing my Facebook feed this morning, and I thought, you know, let's hit record, and let's just get some raw thoughts on today's topic as if we're just kind of hanging out and having a cup of coffee. Hope you enjoyed it. We'll be back and better than ever tomorrow. Make sure you hit me up on Twitter, at Sam Crowley. Let me know what you want to hear on the show coming up. We will use it. When we use it, we'll give you full credit on the Everyday Saturday podcast. Have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.